On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg and Rustenburg 27, Pretoria 26.
There is an accident at the Buccleuch interchange on the N1, and that is southbound.
In your sport headlines, Chelsea interim coach McFarlane says he's proud of the team's resilience after a rather turbulent week. And Stormer CEO says something special is happening. Details at 8:30.
The Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport says it's recorded significant law enforcement outcomes during festive season operations across Tshwane, Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni. Officers arrested 88 motorists, impounded 110 vehicles and discontinued 410 vehicles. The department spokesperson, Lesiba Mpia.
In our public transport crackdown, officers found 498 minibuses operating without valid license discs, 629 drivers without valid driving licenses, and discontinued 358 minibuses for critical defects.
The Basic Education Department has dismissed claims that examination irregularities are unique to public examination system. This comes as the Freedom Front Plus alleged that the 2025 National Senior Certificate Examinations leak undermined trust in the public education system. The department spokesperson, Terence Kala.
The Department of Basic Education Director General, Mr. Matanzi Mwamweli, stated that the department rejects the insinuation that the integrity of the NSE is in a terminal decline, or that public schooling is structurally incapable of safeguarding assessment standards. Now, such claims are unsupported, selectively framed, and politically opportunistic.
The Border Management Authority says there's been a significant increase in the number of travellers returning to South Africa. Speaking at Beitbridge Border Post, Commissioner Mike Masiapato says authorities expect to process over 18,000 people over a 24-hour period this week. Passenger vehicles, buses and taxis are being processed at key checkpoints. The National Motorists Association has meanwhile warned motorists that they are not legally obliged to pay traffic fines at roadblocks. This caution comes as many travellers return home following the festive season holiday. CEO Bobby Gage.
Motorists have the right to contest the fine or pay it later, being pressured or threatened with arrest if they don't pay immediately. That is not how the law works. Roadblocks may offer the option to pay a fine on the spot, but payment is not compulsory.
To Japan now, and a tea leaf spill caused a deadly multi-vehicle crash. Tea leaves split from a truck and caused the crash that killed one person and injured three others. The leaves scattered along a roughly 500-meter stretch of road and caused more than 10 vehicles to skid and crash. And finally, Timothy Chalamet declared his love for partner Kylie Jenner at the 31st Annual Critics' Choice Awards. The Marty Supreme star took home the trophy for Best Actor during the ceremony.
And lastly, I'll just say thank you to my partner of 3 years. Thank you for our foundation. I love you. I couldn't do this without you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
The ceremony took place last night and was hosted by Chelsea Handler. I'm Chanel September. To view this morning's stories, visit jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
Why are you laughing, Waras?
It sounded like Uncle Tap for a second.
Really?
Thank you very much for the love of my life. Thank you for the love of my life. Tiger's watching that on some... Oh. All right, let's get back to the feel-good music.